Ramsey TV.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot that the Bible doesn't say about your life. There's a lot that the Bible doesn't tell you. For instance, the Bible doesn't tell you who you're supposed to marry, what kind of job you're supposed to get, what kind of dog you're supposed to get, if you're supposed to take that vacation to Pikes Peak, if you're supposed to climb El Capitan free solo. No, you don't find out about these things. There's huge areas where God's like, not even kidding. Let me repeat that. There are huge areas of your life where God's like, whatever you like. Yeah, whatever you like. Because the phrase whatever you like agrees with the conscience. The conscience tells you. The conscience is a huge thing. Paul says concerning the nations who don't have the law, their conscience testifies together with them, either allowing or disallowing the conscience. I'll put that verse down here. The conscience is huge. It's a thing. It's a sense of right and wrong. I can't really pinpoint it. You can't have a conscienceectomy. It's not a thing. It's just a built-in sense, like life. Who can explain life? Who can explain the breath that comes in and out and the spark of life? Who can explain it? Nobody. Nobody. Who can explain the conscience? Nobody. We can define it. It's some internal thing that tells you whether you're right or wrong. Paul says in one place, though, the conscience can be cauterized, that is, cut off. People can have a wrecked conscience, but you can tell if your conscience is intact. You can just tell. My conscience is intact. Your conscience is intact. Like people who chop people up and put them in their refrigerator, their conscience is not intact. Okay, you can tell, pretty much. Now, the title of this show is God's Loopholes. Because there's a lot that God doesn't say, people accuse other people of taking license with the scripture. You're taking advantage of what God doesn't say. These are called loopholes. That is, we call them loopholes, but that's not what God calls them. And we're going to find out what God calls them shortly. I made up the phrase, by the way, what God calls them. God doesn't call them anything, so I made something up. See, there I am, taking spiritual license, spiritual liberty. There are only a few things God says don't do. Just freaking don't do it. These are called sins. They're pretty obvious. I mean, Paul lists them in different places in the scripture. I mean, idolatry, adultery, anger, malice, envy, jealousy. I mean, don't do any of that. Of course, in the Old Testament, don't covet your neighbor's wife. Don't bear false witness. And things of like manner. See, I can't even remember the Ten Commandments because I don't live in the Ten Commandments. Ten Commandments don't apply to me. Why should I know them? Martin, we hear you're the world's most outspoken Bible scholar. Yes, that's correct. List the Ten Commandments. I don't live there. I'm glad I don't know them. Why should I know them? I have the Spirit of God in me, which produces fruit. Martin, name the fruit of the Spirit. Oh, that's my game. Now you're talking my game. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, meekness, gentleness, self-control. Hey, okay, I got that. That's where I live. Name the Ten Commandments? But my point is, there's very few things God says, just don't do it, okay? Now, on the other side of things, there are exhortations in Scripture to do. Back in the law, it was do it or else, but nowadays we call them exhortations. Paul says, love one another. Don't cheat one another. Don't sleep with your mother-in-law or your stepmother. So these are main things. But look at all the things he doesn't say. Ooh, there's a lot he doesn't say. Am I allowed to eat dark chocolate? Doesn't say. Some people probably think eating dark chocolate or any kind of chocolate is a sin. And when they see you eating it, and they judge you for it, you say, well, God doesn't say we can't eat dark chocolate. And what do they come back with? Well, God doesn't say you can either. Well, that's interesting. God doesn't say we can't, and he doesn't say we can. Could this be one of those areas where God's like, Yes, absolutely it is. It's the conscience comes in. Some people have weak consciences. Some people have strong consciences. Some people, the spirit is very low in them. Some people, the spirit is high. We get to Romans 14:22. It says, happy is the man who is not condemning himself in that which he attests. That is, that which he thinks is right for his life. I know the context is food, but I don't see why we can't expand that context. Well, God doesn't say we can. But doesn't say we can't. You know, the faith you have, Paul says, in the same context, have it to yourself before God. So some people have faith to eat chocolate. But there are some people in religions that are so tight, so strict, like the Amish. It's a sin to use rubber on your tractor tires. I don't know why, because compressed air is evil, I guess. So it's a sin. So to them, it's a sin. But they see you doing it. Well, God doesn't tell us. We don't. Yeah, well, God didn't tell us to. God didn't say you could. Well, okay. Then what's, is this an area of, of course it is. Of course it is. So these things where God doesn't say anything, it's this beautiful, like, open room. It's this beautiful cornucopia of wonderment, of opportunity, of pleasure, of fun. Of fun. Yeah. Or if you don't like the word fun, enjoyment. How about pleasure? Ooh. Now that I'm talking about pleasure, let's talk about masturbation, shall we? It's been a few shows since I've mentioned this topic. This is one of the biggies. I mean, forget chocolate, but this is a biggie. Many, many, many Christians think it's a sin to give yourself pleasure. Sex is only for procreation. Some don't go that far. We know the Amish do, some of the Baptists do, but many draw the line at it's a sin to self-eroticize. So the person who is doing it with happiness, who is not judging himself in that which he attests, is having the faith to himself. He's not out there masturbating on the street corner. He's not filming himself, he or she, not filming themselves doing it and then publishing it on TikTok. Oh, people do that? Okay. Well, is that a sin? Is it a sin to film yourself self-eroticizing and put it on TikTok? Well, God doesn't say, does he? He doesn't say not to do it. He doesn't say to do it. If you want to call it this, it's a gray area. But I don't like to call it that. I like to call it, God doesn't really care if you film yourself masturbating and put it on TikTok. God doesn't really care. If he did, he would say, in the Ten Commandments, or in Leviticus chapter 20, thou shalt not record thyself masturbating and putteth thy video on El Tiki Taco. He doesn't say that. So, if your conscience is good with it, do it. Somebody else's conscience might not be good with it. Then don't watch it. Turn the channel. Simple. So, the person who's having fun says, well, God doesn't say we can't do it. Well, God doesn't say you can do it, is the classic counter argument. Both true. So some people call this a loophole. And they will tell you when you're living your freedom out, when you're living your freedom, for freedom Christ frees us. Galatians 5:1, I know that verse, thank you very much. Well, you're just looking for loopholes. You're just looking for loopholes. As like it's an evil occupation to try to find something you can do that God doesn't say you can't do it. So that person is accused of looking for loopholes. So here's a guy or a gal. I'm going to use a guy because this is the classic. But the guy, he's growing up in the Catholic faith or whatever. Everything's a sin. Everything sexual is a sin. Sexual thoughts are a sin. Sexual dreams are a sin. And certainly self-eroticizing is a sin. But one day, when a kid grows up, gets out of the Catholic Church, he decides to leave early. He's 16 or whatever. So he gets out, and he says, I don't see it in the Bible where I'm supposed to do this, where I'm not supposed to do that. People quote the Onan passage. Some people call masturbation Onanism. Why? Here's the reference. It's about a guy in the Old Testament who did not want to give offspring to his brother's widow. There's a law in Israel called the Levirate Law that if your brother died and your brother was married and he died childless, you as a brother were supposed to go into his wife, that's euphemism for have sex with, and give the guy, give the poor guy without a name in Israel seed. The guy had to, if he didn't have a son, that was what you're supposed to do. It was a law. You had to do it. It was, whether you were married or not, it was irrelevant. Well, this guy, Onan, didn't want to do it. Well, that's okay. If you don't want to do it, it's a shame, but you just go, it's a public thing. You say, I do not wish to fulfill the levirate law. And there's some kind of ceremony that the woman does to you. I think she spits in your face and slaps you with a sandal or something like that. Yeah, I know. I think I would pay for that. But anyway, it was public humiliation. But this guy, Onan, he wanted the thrill, but not the spill. That's right. Onan went into her, but pulled out because he didn't want to have a son with her. So he wanted the thrill without the spill, and God killed him for that. And the Christians think they killed Onan because his seed spilled on the ground. Yes, that was the sin. His seed spilled on the ground, but no, that was the result of the sin. The result of the sin. The sin was he broke the law of Moses that said, give a name, give a progeny to your brother's name, by having sex with his wife and having a child with his wife. I guess in that case, it would be his ex-wife because he's an ex, period. He's ex. He's dead. Why do these Christians fight so hard to avoid something that's so pleasurable? I don't understand it. They work. You think they would work hard to find the loophole? Find the loophole. But no, they find. They look hard to make it so they don't do it. Anyway. So this kid, he says, thinks he sees a loophole. So he wanders into the loophole of, I think I'm allowed to masturbate. I don't think God cares whether I do it or not. In fact, God might think I'm stupid if I don't do it. So he goes in there, and he goes through the loophole. And who does he see? He sees God and Jesus Christ through the loophole. And God and Jesus Christ say to him,
welcome to loophole 759,622. Welcome, welcome.
Guys looking around, there's confetti. This guy's thrilled. It's God in Christ welcoming him to the loophole. But he says, thank you for welcoming me into the loophole. But God in Christ correct him. No, this isn't a loophole. It's not a loophole. A loophole suggests that you're getting away with something. You're trying to find a seam in the fortress of law. This is not a loophole. This is a fun house. That's what I said earlier that Christ and God say. They don't call it a loophole. They call it a fun house. A fun house. Eat chocolate, masturbate, drink Coca-Cola. Now, some of these things may not be good for your health, but it's a fun house. You know, whatever you have to do, God's like, eh. There it is. People who are enjoying life with a clean conscience, who do not judge themselves because their conscience attests to it, that it's not a sin. But to the man who thinks something is a sin, or to the woman, it is a sin. To those who don't think it's a sin, it's not a sin. That's pretty clear cut. I like it.